God is sending us out into this world to walk in blessing without measure. Fullness of blessing. And we are the generation it's required.
Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory as he continues teaching on the blessing. Understand the purpose of increase and how God desires each one of us to reach our full potential.
Let's go to the fourth chapter of the book of Romans. Romans 4, verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Now, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Now, last night and the night before both, we read the definition of rich in the ninth chapter of 2 Corinthians. The eighth chapter says, you need to abound in this grace also. For Jesus, who was rich, became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. Well, a blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Amen. So now, we begin to see something here. When the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, said to them, God is able to make all grace abound towards you. Then in the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, it says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come boldly to the throne of grace. It didn't say, come boldly and fall down before the throne of grace. It didn't say, come crawling into the throne of grace. It said, come boldly to the throne of grace. That means come in here and sit down. You belong there. And find mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Obtain mercy and find grace to help. All grace. So now look, there's the key to the grace. It is of faith that it might be by grace to the end, or God's purpose for doing it this way is that the promise might be sure to all the seed. All the seed. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth or makes alive the dead, and calleth things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Father of many nations. Father of many nations. Now, faith is the activator of the blessing. Abraham's faith activated Abraham's blessing. It still does. Abraham is the faith father of all of us. Amen. It still does. Abraham's faith still activates the blessing. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, or might come on the nations through Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. What promise? I just read it, that he should be heir of the world. Now, stay with me here. I mean, we're working on something. Amen. Hallelujah. Faith, the basic fundamental of faith begins with believing something you can't see or feel. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, that basic fundamental is calling things that be not as though they were. Now, what's behind that? We learned it as a rule of faith, and we did it because that's the way it works, and it took a long time to get your mind to do that. But we learned it, and we stayed with it till we learned it. But now, you're grown up enough to you all know why. Because when you call things that be not as though they were, the moment you do it by faith, the blessing is activated, the angels are activated, and it begins creating the Garden of Eden where you are and where you spoke, and it'll work 24 hours a day if you will just keep the rest of your big blab mouth shut. You can see it now. You can see that's what's involved here. See? Jesus said, launch out into the deep. Throw in your nets for a haul. It's working. He didn't go on and on and on and pray a whole big long string of stuff. Oh, God, help me. Oh, hell no. He just said it. What did he do? He called things to be not as though they were. You don't catch fish out there in the daytime. That's a be not. He called it as though it was. We do. Amen. Amen. We do. We catch fish anytime we say it. But now you're talking about the blessing without measure here. We're having to begin walking in it in measure. And it's not because God's holding out on us. It's because we're too ignorant. Lack of knowledge, lack of vision. But we're growing. And we're a whole lot more powerful than we think we are. Because we've learned to trust, we've learned to expect. And now, when you remember the illustration I gave you about the watch? If you're going to be a watchmaker, you had to learn each one of those pieces one piece at a time. Well, when you're learning how to make all those little, all that stuff inside that watch, you can make a lot of mistakes. Because ain't nobody depended on your silly little watch. You're just learning. You're just a student. Amen? You're just an apprentice. But there's coming a time when it's time for you to start building watches, and the thing better keep time. Amen. It's watch building time. Oh, I mean, listen, we're building something now. God is sending us out into this world to walk in blessing without measure. Fullness of blessing. And we are the generation it's required of. Amen. That's the reason all of them that went before us get to heaven, and the first thing they realize is, dear Lord, I wish I was down there with that bunch. They're going to get to see the whole thing work at one time.
That's right.
And that's where we are. So faith called things that be not as though they were. Now, just for a moment of refreshing your mind concerning faith, your mind says, I can't believe something I can't see. And your body argues with it. But your spirit says, I can, that's my job. Shut up and get out of the way. Your faith is in your spirit. Your spirit will believe it if it's in the Word. Amen. Your spirit can take a hold of something that God says that it can't see, it can't figure out, and don't know even whether it's right or not. But if God said it, it's right, and all I have to do is say it and exercise my faith in this thing, and it'll build up on the inside of me, and I know, bless God, it's coming to pass. You meditate in it day and night, and you will observe how to do the thing that God's called you to do. That's what God told Joshua. Now, let's take us a look in the Gospel of John. We're rehearsing faith. I'll remind you, while you're turning to John, and we'll look in the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Remember, Jesus' classic forever teaching on faith. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore, I say unto you. Now, I want you to notice, I want you to notice that little turn. He gave them the faith principle, but then he turned around and used it. Therefore, I say unto you, whatsoever thing you desire when you pray, you believe you receive it, and you shall have it. But now, he said, now, there's conditions to this. When you stand, pray, and forgive. The blessing is love dependent. And if you're going to fuss and fight and get mad when people persecute you, and the more you learn about this, the more you're going to get persecuted, because the devil will try his best to stop you. He knows what you're about to do. And if you get mad and fight back, he's got you. You can't do anything. The blessing's cut off. You can confess all you want to confess. But you can't practice anger and walk in this. Because you have to roll all the care of that over on the Lord. Amen? Well, how am I going to do that? Well, he said, cast the whole of your care over on me. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Casting the whole of your care over on him. Well, let me ask you something. If he has a word demand that you do it in order to walk in humility, because the next couple of verses says very plainly, God resisteth the proud. That's the one that's trying to take care of his own cares. He's still trying the sorrow route. And he gives grace. What did I say?
Grace.
He gives grace to the humble. Well, now, that being the Word of God, and you go cast your care upon Jesus, you got somebody writing dirty articles about you in the newspaper, you got somebody gossiping about you behind your back, you got somebody talking ugly about you because of the color of your skin. Color of your skin don't have nothing to do with nothing. Nothing. Enjoy it. Make any difference what anybody says about it. That has nothing to do with it. But I'm telling you right now, when people start doing that, don't read the dumb stuff. You ought to be far enough along now to junk that newspaper anyway. Those people hate you. Why do you keep reading their stuff? Now, not all of them do. I don't mean that anyway. But most of the contact we have with the wicked part of the press are people that hate you. And Jesus said, why should that surprise you? They hated me. And it's not you. He said himself in the 4th chapter of Mark, persecution comes for the word's sake. Satan's trying to stop the word of God in you so he can stop the word from producing in you and stop that blessing from getting in his way.
That's right.
That's what the whole issue is about. It's not a newspaper issue. It's not a gossip issue. It's not a fight me, fight you issue. It's a Word of God issue. Now, for you to come to the Lord Jesus and say, I'm casting the whole of this situation and all this talk over on you, and I'm not going to touch it anymore. Now, for him to not take it, would he be a merciful and faithful high priest? Not after he's demanded it in his word. He would have to take it. So now, what could you say about a situation that you casted the care over on him and he took it? Come on. It's not a trick question. What did he say to the leper that came to him and said, Sir, I know you can, if you will, you can cleanse me, you can make me whole, you can heal me. What did Jesus say? Say it again. Say it a little louder than that. So then that's his will for all men for all time. He don't have a will for him and a will for you. He's no respecter of persons. So now how much more if it's something you're obeying the word of God in over a careful situation and you come to him and you say, I'm casting the whole of this thing over on you. I will take the care. What would happen if I was going to do something and Brother Max said, Kenneth, don't worry about that. Go on what you got to do. I'll take care of this. Thanks, Mac. I really appreciate that, man. And I go on about my business. Somebody would say, I thought you were supposed to da-da-da-da-da. I said, no. No. Brother Max said he'd take care of it. It's all taken care of. Well, I'm not driving down the road wondering, I hope Mac take care of this. I hope our friendship hadn't failed where, What is that? That's distrust and unbelief where my friend Mac Hammond is concerned. Well, how much worse is it when you won't believe Jesus when he said he'd take care of it? He'll take care of it. He never intended for you to carry the care in the first place. He intends for you to quit toiling and use your faith and have faith in that blessing. Now, I'm going to close it with this tonight, and we'll go from this into tomorrow's services and into Sunday's services. And I want you to know tomorrow and Sunday, we going into the meat store. We're going to give you your first glance into the vault where the healings and the miracles are stored, where the salvation of your children and your family is stored, and where all of heaven's gold is stored. I'll meet your needs according to my riches and glory, saith the Lord God. That ain't in heaven. His glory is here right now. It's all right here. Ha ha ha, glory to God. I told you to go to the Gospel of John and we'll read this. And then we'll head on into this other area. Look at let's go to first the 20, let's go to the 24th verse, 20th chapter of John, verse 24. Thomas, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, We've seen the Lord. But he said, except I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will. Two huge words. I will. My will. Me. I'll take care of it. I don't see how God could get a car payment to me before Wednesday. Then how do you figure you could do it? Now listen to this. I will not believe. My goodness. After 8 days again, his disciples were within, Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the door being shut, walked right through the door, and stood in the midst and said, peace be upon you. Then he said to Thomas, reach here your finger, behold my hands, reach here your hand, thrust it into my side, and be not faithless. He was wanting to see something, and you can't base faith and the blessing on what you see. The blessing changes what you see. From what you see into the Garden of Eden, in which there is peace in all realms of life. Be not faithless. And Thomas shouted out and said, my Lord, my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. Don't just sit there shouting at me. Blessed! Blessed are they which believe and have not seen. Faith, believing, and believing what you can't see, and releasing your faith and calling things that be not as though they were, releases the blessing and brings it into now it is.
Peace, prosperity, health, joy, salvation.
We're talking about the Bible definition of the godly rich.
Now, from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, the all-new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich. Available on compact disc and DVD, this series teaches you how to open the door to the inheritance of every believer.
Everything in this book, from Genesis chapter 2, is part of the blessing.
In this series, Kenneth explains the nature of the blessing.
You're not blessed because you're healed, but you are healed because of the blessing. You're not blessed because of wealth and riches in your house. You have wealth and riches in your house because you're blessed.
Meditate with this all-new teaching from Kenneth Copeland and begin today to enjoy all that is already yours as a believer. To order Kenneth Copeland's brand new teaching series, The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, log on to kcm.org and order online. Or call us toll free at 800-575-4455. The cost for these enlightening and timely messages is just $18 and is available on DVD or CD. To order by mail, you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order The Blessing of the Lord, It Maketh Rich, today.
All of these messages that you saw last week that you're going to be seeing all the rest of this week like today came out of Lynn and Mac Hammond's church in Minneapolis. And, I mean, they've been partners of ours for years and years and years and years. And Mac and Lynn have prepared that church to really get into depth in these meetings, and it absolutely happened. And that's the reason that making this offer to you to get all of those meetings instead of just what you can see here on television, but the entire services, so you can get in depth to what was going on in that place. You don't have to earn the blessing. In fact, according to the Word of God, anything you earn is not by grace. Amen. Anything you earn, including your money, is not by grace. Everything is by grace. Now, I didn't say you quit working, and this is something that's in that meeting you really need to know. God has already bought and paid for it. So, get in there, get on the screen there and order these messages, DVDs, CDDs, get them. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, well, amen. I'm just almost beside myself of the power that's working in me right now. We're Abraham's seed. We're heirs according to the promise. The promise is the blessing. Faith is the activator of Abraham's blessing. Abraham's faith activated Abraham's blessing, and it still does. Praise God. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Oh my, the anointing that's available in study and learning this and walking in it in fullness. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and you need to spend time in it. See you tomorrow. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you learn the Word of God and build your faith. Also to pray with you and encourage you with the love of God. And to help equip you to fulfill your destiny and reach out to those around you. Visit our website at kcm.org and surround yourself with the Word of God every day. This is the year of the fullness of blessing. A year for you to receive the blessing without measure.
God's got parts. He can give you a new heart or new kidneys or new anything else. This is the day of miracles and healing.
I'm moved by what I believe, and I believe what God has said. If we believe on Him that raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our righteousness. Hallelujah.
2008 has been an exciting season of meetings, but it's not over yet. Jump into the deeper things of God at the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland November 13th through the 15th at Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Jump into the fullness of the blessing and walk out all God has for you. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.
Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
So, the ground was cursed, yeah. And the curse is still there. But when you have the blessing available, then the curse has to bow its knee to the blessing, and the ground will obey you. And you have then what Leroy Thompson calls a sweatless anointing.